All right, so how do you think the industry has changed since you got your start?
Wow. Well, when I got my start, I think we were just at the end of comics as a mass medium. You know, certainly in this country, the pattern was that most kids would get a comic delivered to their home, or they'd pick it up from the newsagent on order every week. And there were there was more or less a comic for every age group from when you could first read. There were the nursery comics, and then there were humour comics like the Beano and the Dandy. And then there was Eagle, which was the kind of comic that had science fiction in it. It was aimed at sort of 14-year-old boys and equivalent for girls. And then that was kind of the end of comics. Then you were expected to read fishing magazines or motorcycle news or something, you know. But definitely it was a mass medium. And just as in the States, you know, the circulations were in the hundreds of thousands, you know, perhaps over a million. But around about the time that I got into comics, which would have been the early 70s, we were beginning to see the rise of direct sales to comic book stores, and comics becoming more of a niche interest, more of a hobby. And I think that was so for most of my career in comics, that we were less and less addressing a mass audience and more a sort of a niche specialist audience.
Do you think the changes in technology, you know, such as the iPad and all the other tablet devices and Madefire, have kind of changed the possibilities for the comic book medium to kind of take it out of that niche?
Yes, I mean that to me is one of the most attractive things about Madefire, and you know, other platforms are available, it's the fact that now we have got access to a truly mass market. In fact, a much larger market, really a global audience, which certainly was never the case for the comics in individual companies in individual countries, and. You know, we've actually got a much more accessible marketplace, in that, you know, I maybe would have to walk to the local newsstand or you know, wait for it to be brought to my door. Now, at the click of a button, anywhere, anytime, day or night, you can access graphic narratives. So from that point of view, you know, the way we've thought about it at Madefire is that in some ways it is a digital newsstand. You know, there is no longer any barrier of access. You don't have to have a comic book store in your town.